The hardest thing in our life is to have positive attitudes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with a thought for today. The hardest thing in our life is to have positive attitudes. Now, why do I say the hardest thing in our life is to have positive attitudes? Well, I say that because, isn't that right? Don't you believe that? Haven't you ever thought of that? The best thing to go in a positive direction is first to say, I'm not going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm not going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm not going to be thoughtless anymore, I'm going to be thoughtful. I'm not going to be inconsiderate anymore, I'm going to be considerate. I'm not going to be jealous anymore, I'm going to be loving, unconditionally loving. I'm not going to, you see, and all these things that we say we're not going to be, all we are doing is sort of empowering that to be, empowering that to express itself and demonstrate itself in our life. Now, is that what we really want to do? Is that what we really want to do, demonstrating positive an attitude like that in our life, where we're expressing something that is not what we say we want to express? Well, we are doing that every single moment that we are saying something negative. I won't. Isn't that nice? Aren't you a nice fellow? These are colloquiums that we use, and we say them so often, and we say them so meaninglessly. We think we mean the positive. We think we mean the joyous. We think we mean the absolute goodness of it all. We think we mean it's a wonderful thing. But we don't. We don't. The law does not know negative. The law does not know a negative comment. The law does not know, I will not be bad anymore. The law just knows, I will be bad more. The law does not know, I will not hate you anymore. The law just knows, I will hate you. And of course, hate is not a negative thing, and bad is not a negative thing. Those are not negative things. What they are attitudes of a direction in which we say we would rather not go. And of course, that's exactly the direction we go. Have you ever been sort of unconsciously driving along? I think everyone has done this. And as you're driving along, you're going into town, you're going to the store, you're going to church, you're going to visit a friend, you're going somewhere. And as you start to make your trip, no matter whether it's a couple blocks, a couple miles, or a long distance, it doesn't really matter. But as you're making your trip, you're thinking about something else. Your mind does not stop thinking. It's always very busy and very wonderful. So you're thinking about, gee, isn't it wonderful I don't see any accidents today? Isn't it wonderful that the road is so nice and open before me? Isn't it wonderful that there are no accidents around, no accidents at all? And then all of a sudden, you begin to see or be aware of accidents. You hear a siren. You hear a screeching car. You hear all sorts of things. And you become aware of the very thing you think about. And sure, you didn't create those accidents, you didn't make them happen, they happened, but the thing is, you became aware of them. And because you became aware of them, they became your accidents. They became your incidents that took place in your life. They became the things that happened to you. Now, when that happens to me, I think to myself, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, I haven't been in charge of my thinking. I haven't been in charge of my attitudes. I haven't been in charge of where my thoughts have been dwelling. And because I haven't been in charge, they just went off for a trip themselves. Now, isn't that a silly thing to have happen? Now, I know what you're saying. I did not cause the accident. No, but you caused your awareness of it. I caused my awareness of it. And because I caused my awareness of it, for me that accident had reality in my life. Now, if I had caused my awareness of thinking peaceful thoughts, thinking, what a lovely day, and so be it. How lovely all the drivers on the road are driving lovingly, gently, smoothly, each is giving way to the other. Each is courteous. Oh, how wonderful. and you look at the drivers on the road and you praise them and you say, oh, I have certainly created a good day. I created a good day today. Of all the drivers on the road are so loving and so unconditionally loving. It's just a joy to drive. We're all driving at a reasonable speed, and we're all moving, not cautiously, but lovingly. And it's a great day. And I look around and I see the animals in the field, and all of them are harmonious with one another, as they always are. I look around at the weather, I see the sky, and I see the clouds gathering in the sky, and I say, wow, what a lovely day. We may have some rain today. How lovely. Or, if it's my privilege and my choice, I don't want the rain, I say, what a lovely sky. The clouds just blow away. It's wonderful. And I drive so lovingly on this highway and on this roadway. My car is in perfect shape. Oh, what a lovely... And I start praising my car. And I start praising the other drivers. And I start praising the experiences that I have. Gratitude and praise is so fantastic. It builds something so beautiful in us. It brings out something so wonderful in us that every time we turn around, something good is happening to us and something beautiful is taking place in our life. It is just utterly amazing, utterly fantastic, utterly joyful, utterly marvelous. And I did it. You did it. I did it by my thought. I did it by my attitude. Now, if I want to have a shook-up attitude, I can certainly create a shook-up attitude. If I want to have an attitude of peace and love and harmony and unconditional love, I can create that by my thought. My thought brings forth in my awareness all of the things I think about, and I think about all the wonderful things that life has to offer. Oh, yes. I'm repairing a patch of the road by the gate, and I want the water to go next to the road, not under the gate, because when it goes under the gate, it brings dirt with it. But if it goes next to the road, it'll carry the dirt off on its normal channel. But that channel had been stuffed up by other things that clogged it up. Well, yesterday I took the tractor over, and I said, well, let's see, I was driving the tractor, and I was dragging the roads and clearing them up and making everything beautiful. And I thought, now, when I get over there by the road, how am I going to handle it? Am I going to take the shovel, which I didn't bring along, and dig the ditch? Or am I going to take the tip of the tractor scoop and turn it down and then drag it back? And then I'm going to take the tip and turn it forward and then scoop it down, down into the dirt, and then up, and then scoop it back and bring it on the side where I am, and then dump it there. And I did about 8 or 10 of those drops and drags, and it's almost done. Now all I have to do is just level it off and smooth it off. Then there were some rocks. There were some big rocks. There were some rocks that were at least 2 feet across and maybe a foot and a half across. And oh, that's a big rock. And I'm used to sitting at my computer and typing, and I'm not used to going out and lifting rocks or lifting weights and things. I walk every day miles and miles around our wonderful property, but I'm not a great rock lifter. But I said I am. I said, huh. Now, I will stand in a proper way to lift that rock, or those rocks, there are three of them, and I will move them into their proper position that I want them to be in, up on the slope here, and I will not strain myself. I didn't say I will not strain myself. I just said I will do it easily and beautifully. I will do it lovingly and wonderfully. I will do it joyfully. And so I positioned myself over the rock, and I got my knees in the right way, my legs in the right way. And then I picked up the rock and moved it up the hill for about 3 feet away from where it was and dropped it into place. And then I did this with several others. And then I did it with a bunch of small ones. And then I did it with a bunch of rocks that I felt were beneath the dirt. I didn't see them, but I just felt it. So I put my hand down there. Sure enough, there they were. And I picked them up and set them on the side of the road. And before you know it, I had about 20 rocks moved. And I stood up, and I stretched, and I said, gee, I feel good. I feel so wonderful, so fantastic. And I got back on my tractor, and I adjusted the dirt a little more with the blade, and then I drove up a very steep incline, and as I was driving up, I had the drag down behind me so that the Gannon would gather a little bit of topsoil and smooth it all off and make it all beautiful. And it was a wonderful experience. Everything went just perfect because the day before it had rained and the soil was in excellent condition. It was just beautiful to do this work. Now, I didn't think I couldn't do it. Why start a job when you think you can't do it? That's a silly thing to do, isn't it? So, I thought I could do it. And I did it. And I drove the tractor, and the tank was about a quarter full, a little less than a quarter full. And I thought, I probably should put some diesel in here. But I didn't bring the diesel key along. And so, I said, I had enough. So when I got back to the barn, and I parked the tractor there, lo and behold, I had a quarter of a tank of diesel. And I thought, well, isn't that wonderful? I didn't use an ounce of fuel. I didn't use an ounce of fuel. I only used an ounce of fuel, you know? I didn't use. How often we say, I didn't, and I don't, and I won't, and I can't, and it. We use these. Obviously, that's the negative thing. That's the negative thing. Rain or no rain, that's not negative. It's I don't like the rain, and I do like the rain, or I see a clear sky. Remember Jonathan Livingston Seagull and Richard Bach in Illusions with Donald Simoda, and he was looking up and he was talking to the clouds, and he said to the clouds, go away. And Donald said to Richard, what are you saying? If you are looking at the sky and you want to see a clear sky, see a clear sky. Don't say go away. If you're looking at a sky and you want to see a cloud, see a cloud. See everything as positive and beautiful. Oh, sure, it's a fiction story, but it's a factual truth. And fiction stories tell factual truths in ways that are so understandable and so usable and so powerful for us. Yes, as my attitude is positive, as every word I speak is positive, as every direction of my thought is positive, so is my life, and so is all that I am. And it is wonderful. That's fantastic. Well, my loves, have a great and a wonderful day, and know that this is only the beginning of the rest of your life. And you've got every single instant of your life to live now. Oh, if we choose to leave this planet Earth and leave this level of life in 10 minutes, we still have 10 minutes to enjoy this location. You got off the train in Chicago, and you went into the kiosk in Chicago and bought a cup of coffee and a roll or something, and you came back on the train. Well, your memory of Chicago is getting off the train and getting a cup of coffee and having a nice roll and getting back on the train again. And so if someone says, oh, did you go through Chicago? Yes, I did. And you know, I got off the train and I had a cup of coffee and a roll and I got back on the train and it was just so wonderful. You see, every second, whether we were in Chicago for 10 minutes or whether we were in Chicago for 10 years, that every memory, every attitude, every nowness of our life be the most exciting moment we live. Let it be positive. Let it be joyful. Let it be wonderful. Let it be you. Because that's really all that matters, isn't it? That's really all that matters. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I do, I do, I do. I love you. I love you. And the reason I love you so much is because I unconditionally love myself. I unconditionally love everyone in my world. I unconditionally love everything. And life is great. So be it. I love beef.